What's goody, it's KCG, man. Y'all know what it is, man. I hope y'all been watching the finals, man. I've been watching the finals. I've been busy. I've been working like crazy. I remember I told y'all we took a hiatus on the podcast and shit like that. Yes, we took the hiatus on the podcast because things was happening. Twine was going through some things. Ace was going through some things. I had just, you know, work-related stuff that I was dealing with and just more responsibilities that I took on. So, just cost-effective on the time. Apologize for that. I promise you, this season coming up, we're going to blast y'all. We're going to let this season go ahead and end out. Then we're going to blast y'all this next season and this offseason. I'm going to stay consistent. Just keep it going. Y'all going to love everything that we're going to bring to the table. We had to come to the drawing board, reevaluate some shit, and then blast back out and come do it correct. You know me, I want to do it correct. So we're going to do it correct. So anyway, just to recap what's going on with the finals. It's been great. I watched the game last night. Amazing game. It was good, back and forth. Celtics fizzled out late in the fourth. And Curry caught fire, in the second half. Well, Curry was just Curry throughout the whole game. He was solid throughout the whole game. So, shout out to that boy Curry. He dropped the 40 ball. He trying to get that MVP, finals MVP, that elusive finals MVP that he just cannot seem to grab. So, he trying to get that. I feel like he going to get it. If they win, for sure. Tatum and them, this was y'all chance to really take that shit and win that shit, bro. This is the opportunity to do it. They didn't get a chance to do that. It's all good. Series tied 2-2. Boston Warriors. Boston Warriors. Boston Celtics. Golden State Warriors. And it's been a nice series, man. I love it. I'm actually glad. Y'all know me. Lakers, Heat, but I'm glad that Heat didn't win the Eastern Conference Finals to an extent, because this is a way better competitive series than the Heat would have been, because the Heat, on top of them, I think it would have been a competitive series the way that Klay been playing, and I haven't been showing up as well with Poole. I mean, it's really just Curry out there for real. So it actually probably would have ended up being a good series too. But at the same time, say if they, Klay wasn't in a slump and shit like that, and the Heat being already hurt and injured like they were, it just wasn't going to be a pretty series. I think they would have lost like in five. They probably would have won one game. But with Boston, they healthy, they ready to go. They stars is showing up. They always respond to bad games. Literally, that's the thing that I've been saying to my brother, to my family, to my little son. When I watch Tatum and them play, if they have a bad game, all playoffs, after one bad game, they go crazy the next game. And that's the shit that you want to see. And that's what I noticed, like, in the first round. I said that to Ace. Me and him was talking. I was like, bro, you know what I noticed? I say, after any bad game, this boy Tatum, he just bounced back with something crazy. I say, that remind me of somebody. Kobe. Like, that remind me of somebody, bro. That definitely remind me of somebody. And I said, if people like that, they win chips, bro. Like, Brian, they win chips, bro. And if they have a bad game, they come back with vengeance, bro. And they do not lose that next game. Like, they refuse to lose that next game in the playoffs. And that's the heart of a champion right there. So, I feel like with Boston, because they've been conference finals. They finally got over that hump, got to the finals. Even though they're not experienced in the finals, they've had enough falls in the conference finals to understand what they had and what they're doing and the magnitude of where they at. So it's good to see them actually win one. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I said, Laker boy, I ain't caring about no Celtics and shit like that. I fuck with the Celtics when they had Pierce, Ray Allen, and KG, though. I did like them Celtics. But at the same time, they was going against my Lakers, so I couldn't fuck with them. But I did like that, the whole vibe that they created, that whole demeanor that they had at that time. I like they bench player. Boston had a nice little squad around that time. They did. I ain't going to even hold you. They did. But Kobe was in his prime, Kobe man, Like, that's that nigga. Fuck what y'all talking about. So it was Kobe Man for me. But fast forward to now, they got a nice squad. Boston got a nice squad. And right now, as a Laker guy, as a LeBron guy, I'm jealous. Not necessarily so, because we still just off a fresh championship, though, like a year and a half ago. People just, you know, can't tend to forget that. So, I mean, they got to win one for me to actually feel some type of jealousy about it. But for the future, next 5 years from now, yeah, y'all can definitely live off of Tatum and Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown. Them two, you got two star wings that do similar shit, similar capabilities, similar sizes, can guard one through like three to four. Play deep, both play defense, both can score. I mean, what can you do? They both two-way juggernauts. So it's like, damn, you got two wing players that's two-way juggernauts, both of them. You know, that's a scenario for just winning. You know what I mean? And then I like how the Celtics is built better with Marcus Smart at a point guard than a Kyrie Irving. And this is the reason why. They move the rock. They move the ball. The offense is not focal pointed on the point guard. What's that? What's wrong? Did you get what you needed?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you want to. You want me to go in there with you?
You got a shirt?
Yeah, I got a shirt.
Come on.
And it works better with Marcus Smart. And what I've been liking about Marcus Smart, he's still been averaging damn near 20-something points a game, playing great defense, and still dishing out the ball too on top of it. And it seemed to turn a point around him with the season was when Marcus Smart, I'm doing a podcast. I was finishing up real quick. When Marcus Smart stated to the Celtics, they friend, he called him out, conference, said, yo, we got to pass the fucking ball. And it seemed like everything changed from there. And everything's went into the right way for them. So, loving the series, loving what I'm seeing. It was an awesome game. Me and my son enjoyed every bit of that game last night. We're going to see who's going to win it out. I'm going to say right now, series tied 2-2. They going back to Warriors. I'm going to say the Warriors going to probably win it if they win this next game. Put it like this. This is what I'm going to say. Whoever win the next game going to win a series, period. Point blank. That's what it is. Whoever win the next game, win the next series. I don't care really who win the series, but whoever win the next one, that's going to win the series. Other way than that, I'm out. Appreciate y'all. Like I said, we're going to come back full flash this next season coming up. We had to just, draw some shit back. We're going to come back harder for y'all. It's King C's. Y'all know what it is. I ball forever. Love is life. Y'all know what it is. Yeah. We'll be right back.